everybody, and I've talked to, I'll bet you, I don't know, hundreds of people through social media and elsewhere, they love the stadium. Absolutely love the stadium. They hate the parking and the getting in and getting out, but they love the stadium. I mean, this is one of those deals where, you know, nobody likes how it was funded, but now that it's built, everybody's like, they love it. And by the way, I have not been inside. I can't wait to get the tour, so to speak, of Allegiant Stadium, because everybody I've talked to that went to the Garth Brooks event absolutely loved it. Stay where you are. More to do. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. His people built, along with a lot of help, they built that big, beautiful stadium that you see out on the I-15 every day going back and forth. Oh, I just love it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Consumers' prices post their biggest increase in 13 years. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Prices jumped 5.4% from June of last year to last month, the sharpest 12-month inflation spike since August 2008. The Labor Department also says, excluding oil and gas prices, core inflation rose 4.5% in the past year, the biggest jump since November 1991. The increase in prices has heightened concerns that the Federal Reserve might abandon its low interest rate policies earlier than expected. However, Fed officials have said they regard the surge in inflation as temporary as the economy quickly bounces back from the coronavirus pandemic. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Democratic representatives from Texas fled the state on several private jets, taking them to Washington, D.C., protesting Republican voting bills. Representative John Turner, a Democrat who stayed in Austin, says that walking out prevents a quorum and the passage of items on Governor Abbott's agenda.
It is a parliamentary tactic that exists. It is part of the rules, but the very essence of a two-thirds quorum requirement means that if that isn't present, then business isn't transacted, and that's part of the rules.
Texas House Republican Caucus Chairman Representative Jim Murphy says Texas Democrats are letting the voters down for a publicity stunt.
Make no mistake, this is not about one particular bill. This is political theater by and for Texas Democrats. As legislators, it's our duty to show up and do the people's work. These Democrats have walked off the job twice now and abandoned their obligation to represent you.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 107 points, the NASDAQ dropped 55, the S&P 500 lower by 15. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
We all know there's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's the biggest investment you'll ever make. It's the place you'll make your own. Angie is on a mission to help you love your home by taking on all the projects that come along with it. Angie takes all the help you could possibly need for your home and puts it right in the palm of your hand. When you download the Angie app, you can find a professional to fix an emergency leak when you need it. Handling your home has never been this straightforward. But now we have Angie, your home for everything home. Download it today.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
And we do have a few problems to point out here on the east side of the valley. In Henderson, the Galleria Drive off-ramp coming off of 95 southbound is still being cleared of an injury accident. Again, that's 95 southbound exiting at the Galleria Drive off-ramp. Also on the east valley, new accident being reported on Charleston eastbound right where it meets up at 95. And the south end of town near the airport, getting word of a new wreck on Paradise and Russell. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he follows through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is the Tuesday edition of Live and Local, and I'm so happy to have on a guy who had a major hand in the building of Allegiant Stadium and so many of the other projects, all across our region. He is Tommy White, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. You and your workers did just a tremendous job. What did you think on the Garth Brooks concert? I was watching the news coverage of it. And I tell you, people just fell in love with Allegiant Stadium. Is that the reaction you've got?
Oh, yeah. I think Garth Brooks did a fantastic job. Getting into the stadium, parking was pretty easy. Getting out took maybe 15, 20 minutes, depending on what side of the stadium you parked on. But I think all that's going to get a lot easier. All the fans enjoyed the stadium. It's got a great sound system. I guess there's a few quirks they got to fix on the south end of the stadium, but I think that was the reverb from the speakers and the amplifiers. But it's a beautiful stadium.
Let me just ask you, will there be things that come up over the course of the next 3 months where somebody will say, oh, yeah, maybe we need to do a quick fix, you know, a couple of hammers, a couple of wrenches, things like that, where you'll need to send some of your people back to just kind of tune it up?
Oh, definitely. As soon as the stadium opens and after we get through probably a couple of games, maybe a couple of more concerts, you're probably going to see some remodels because there's always going to be some type of change that could have been done better or could have made it easier for the fans I don't think there's going to be a lot because it's a beautiful venue.
Were there any surprises to you once you see people in the, you know, butts in the seats, so to speak? It looks a lot different than it does when it's just an empty 65,000 seat stadium.
It looks fantastic, Kevin, to see all the seats filled. Every seat in that stadium was filled, plus with the thousands of fans that were on the field, the fans of Garth Brooks that were on the field. It just makes me feel like, wow, you know, I was part of getting this done. I was part of building this. My union was the biggest part of it. All the workers that were out there, they just done a fantastic job. And you can see just by comments that were people were making, just when either they see me at the stadium or see me at an event there, I always either get a text or a phone call or just, you know, people in general that notice me, they always say thank you. So I believe everybody's pretty happy with it.
And again, I think we've talked about this. You're not going to be at many events there, is that right? Or are you going to go to all the events?
I'm going to try to go, but I mean, depending on how many events they have, you know, they have a lot of events there. So I'm not going to tell you that I'm going to be at every one because I doubt that, but I'm going to try to go to some of them.
Did you go to Garth?
Yeah, I went to Garth, and it was a great show.
What did you think of the concert itself? Aside from the aesthetics of the venue, what did you think of the play?
I think he puts on a great show. And, I mean, so that's the third event that I've seen at Legion Stadium. And so I saw one event, which was Illinium, which his stage was on the other end from where Garth Brooks' stage was on. And it's just great to see that you can move a stage around from either end of the stadium and still get to be part of the whole atmosphere of being there.
No, I think that's absolutely great. Tommy White joining us, business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. I want to take you into a little bit of politics because obviously there's going to be a lot of talk in the coming weeks about infrastructure in America. We have the bipartisan $1 trillion, which I think is now whittled down to about $900 billion infrastructure package. And then you've got the Bernie Sanders package that's $6 trillion. It's a little scary what they're talking about now. Do you support both of the infrastructure packages?
Kevin, I'll support anything that has to do with building. You know, I wasn't really a big fan of all those payouts that they made. I wasn't a big fan of the PPP loans. The forgiven loans, because sooner or later somebody's going to have to pay for that. And it's kind of like the administration that we have in D.C. right now really looks to me like they could just go print money and hand it out and not worry about what the effect's going to be on the United States when it's all over. And I kind of think that some of them look like, well, they're not going to be there anyway when the time gets up to having to pay the bill. So like I said, I'll support anything that has to do with building because I know I can put people to work. But, you know, they got to be very careful at the way they put these bills together. They put this language in those bills. And, you know, last time I heard maybe 11% of that money, maybe it's up to 18% now, is going to go to actual building and infrastructure. And the rest of it is going to be given out to a bunch of these nonprofit organizations. I kind of think they need to get their heads together and fix that.
Yeah, and in fact, if you look at the money that's going to be going out in various directions, not a lot of it's going to be going to infrastructure, to roads, bridges, things like that. The $1 trillion or $900 billion package looks like it may be more geared towards infrastructure, what we traditionally would call infrastructure. But I got to tell you, I mean, some of the stuff they're doing, the whole social welfare thing they're going to do with that $6 trillion Bernie Sanders package is just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I don't think Bernie Sanders really worries if he's going to be around or not. You know, he's just, I hate to even say it like this, Kevin, but it's kind of like everybody, it kind of looks like what they're going to do is give everybody that they could possibly think of a free pass. And what people really need to realize is that sooner or later, somebody's going to have to pay this bill. And it might not be me. It might not be my kids, but it's definitely going to be my grandkids, right? And I think a lot of the politicians in D.C., especially the Democrats, don't realize or really don't want to hear what's going to happen at the end.
I'm curious, are your members feeling the Biden, the Biden inflation, the Biden crisis that has developed around our economy? I mean, it costs you 50, 60, 70 bucks to fill a tank of gas when it used to be 35 or 40.
Oh, definitely. Any of my members that have to travel outside the city of Las Vegas, whether they're going out to the Moapa Band of Pikes doing solar plants, or they're going out to Alpine Searchlight, Boulder City, they definitely feel that. And, I mean, I know right away because I used to be able to fill I have a Ford F-350, used to be able to fill that up with $68. Now I got a 44-gallon tank on it. Doesn't even, halfway is not even $68.
Oh, my God. That is incredible. What would be your answer to the question of how do we fix this inflation? Is it just a matter of stop spending so much money?
The elected politicians we have in D.C. seem to think that the more money we give out, the more money people are going to spend. And I think what some of the general public don't understand is, and I spoke to a few people that don't understand it. They look at it, well, it's free money, and it's really not costing me anything, so who cares if I got to pay $50 more for gas? So sooner or later, when they stop giving the money out and people have to start going back to work and working to make a dollar, they're going to feel it, and they're going to feel it in the future.
I want to take you into an area that a lot of people have been talking about, and that is voting rights. We've had major discussions in our state, and you know, AB 321 and all of the stuff that's been going on around that, and you know, ballot harvesting and at-home voting and things like that we've argued about for months on this program and across the state. Now they're starting to talk about it nationally and make voting a federal program, not a state-run program. What do you make of all this, and is it do we need the feds getting involved in our local elections here?
No, I think the feds need to stay out of our local elections. I don't believe in ballot harvesting. I have my own elections at my union every 3 years. We are not allowed to harvest ballots. It's a secret ballot. It's mailed out to you. It's secured. It's picked up at the post office. What happened to the old days when if you wanted to vote, you had to go in person and you had to pull the lever, right? I understand with military, we do mail-in ballots. But that's it. You should only do a mail-in ballot when you request a mail-in ballot. Not just send a ballot out to everybody that voted. I know a lot of people, including a friend of mine, Marvel, she knew people that actually got ballots from people that have passed away. So it's totally wrong what the Democrats are doing with the voting.
It's incredible what is going on right now. And Joe Biden made a speech today about voting rights. And it was roundly criticized from folks on the left who said, you know, he didn't mention this, he didn't mention that, he didn't mention the filibuster. He was passionate, but there was no action behind it. Do you think the president's going to run into trouble for not being strong enough on this issue for some in his own party?
No, definitely. I really can't tell you what he's that strong in at this point. I understand he supports a lot of unions, but listen, it goes what I said before about our president. He lets his party run him. He does not run his party. Same as the governor of this state. He lets his party run him. He does not run his party. And when you can't control your party, you might as well just close the door.
Wow. Tommy, it's always good to visit with you. And I cannot tell you, I was watching the news coverage on Fox 5 over the weekend of Allegiant Stadium, and every time they showed that wide shot of Allegiant Stadium, I was so proud and so happy for you and your workers that were such a major part of putting that thing together from the ground up through the pandemic. It was very, very impressive, and I can't wait to see the thing up close and personal myself. So thanks so much, my friend. Always good to visit with you, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right, buddy. Take care.
There you go. Tommy White, business manager, Labor Union Local 872. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Federal agents broke up a billion-dollar Medicare scam that peddled unneeded orthopedic braces to hundreds of thousands of seniors. Two dozen people have been charged, including doctors accused of writing bogus prescriptions. The Justice Department said the scheme relied on overseas call centers to prey on Medicare numbers from beneficiaries. Now, the loss to Medicare was estimated at more than $1.2 billion. Seniors continue to be targets for any number of scams. So what can they do? We're here with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think? Can we do anything to help protect the seniors?
Well, Steve, anytime you hear about these scams, you know who really, it hurts all of us because
yeah, of
the government. When you hear about the government, Steve, who is the government?
It's us.
We are the government. So whenever somebody's blaming about sticking it to the government or frauding the government, they're frauding us taxpayers. Which, if you see a store, if they have a high shoplifting rate, the prices go up. Well, if we have a lot of abuse of the government, our taxes go up. So we have to put a stop to this. So we have to take control of this. We have to get our plan in order. One of the things we can't do is we can't run the government.
No.
We can't do it as citizens. So what we have to do is have our own individual plan in place. And I spend a lot of time each day helping folks, just like you out there listening, put together plans that are successful, looking forward all the way through retirement, regardless of what the government does. We all know the government's going to raise taxes. Let's have a tax-efficient plan. We all know the government's going to try to lower your benefits. Let's have an income plan that doesn't depend on the government. We call it a time capsule account. When we reach that wealth accumulation phase, when we're going from earning money to now making sure that our money that we put aside gives us money, we really need this retirement plan. So, Steve, the next 10 callers get a $1,000 value, a no-cost retirement plan, and a three-book set.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor. A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. This whole thing of the Texas state legislature, the Democrats, essentially fleeing the state, flying on private jets to places like Washington, D.C., and it got me to thinking. This is such a bizarre idea, but it's something that they've done before. This is nothing really new. The Democrats have fled the state before, and it's become almost tiresome for me. But Jasmine Crockett is a Texas state representative. She was on with Don Lemon last night, and was she's a state rep, and said that Democrats are prepared to stay till August 7th, or as late as September 1. Don't these people have jobs? Anyway, here's Jasmine Crockett. This is Cut 6. And this is the Texas State Representative with Don Lemon. Here it is.
Staying out until August 7th at least stops it for now. The governor is right. He can continue to call special sessions. One thing that the governor is not telling everyone is that because he defunded the legislature, unless the Supreme Court rules in our favor, there will be no staff to do anything come September 1. So seemingly the longest that we really have to hold out is until September 1, because you can't pass any bills without the people that actually write the bills. We wouldn't have House administration. We wouldn't have our parliamentarians. We wouldn't have those that actually make sure that they work our committees. We couldn't do anything. So this is an issue that he created. So it'll be interesting to see him to try to fix it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, again, we talked about him calling special session after special session. That's what he promised to do. He also says that you can be arrested for fleeing and cabin inside the Texas Capitol until the job is done. What's your response to that?
He's so dramatic. It's interesting that he was actually on our Supreme Court as well as was our Attorney General at some point. So let me tell y'all what the law is so that everyone understands. So we have not committed a crime. And so under the U.S. Constitution and the Texas Constitution, you can't arrest people that haven't committed a crime. So we've not committed a crime. What can happen is we can be detained. So we can have someone come and get us, but that's so long as they have jurisdiction. And I know that the governor may believe that he's president now, but he's not, and hopefully will never be the president of these United States. But he does not have jurisdiction over all United States. He has jurisdiction over Texas. And so it's actually our sergeants in the House that it says in the rules that they can actually go after us. The law is still unclear as to whether or not the speaker can then go ahead and say, hey, we're going to deputize these DPS officers and these officers can go after them. But even still, their jurisdiction would not extend outside the state of Texas, which we are outside the state of Texas and prepared to stay outside the state of Texas. So nothing's going to happen. We are not going to be pulled back in.
You know, well, why, for instance, why can't we do that here in Nevada? Why couldn't our Republican members of the Assembly and the State Senate just bolt it? Go to Utah. Weather's really nice in Utah this time of year. No, it really is. This is Ted Cruz. This is Cut 5. I was on with Bill Hemmer earlier this morning and was talking about this, the Democrats fleeing Texas. It is something that historically has been done before, not just a couple of months ago, but even beyond that. This was Ted Cruz with Bill Hemmer earlier today on Fox News Channel.
How does this end, do you think?